This annual gathering has great potential to make historical impact because a lot can change in a year. So I ask, what will change until I see you again?
What do you think in the next year will change that is a significant either milestone or an indicator for the future?
I personally think we will only be able to answer this question in hindsight. I think there is, from my future archaeology perspective, it's fundamentally hard in the now with a lot of the noise to say what is that significant thing that has an influence on the future. So I am this person that cannot answer this question. Things sometimes look very important to us when we read them on the news or we speak to someone. And then 3 years later, we're like, I don't remember. And so now, what is loud now? AI, it's loud. It's very loud. But I don't know how I will look at it in 20 years from now or generations after us. You know, what was the noise and what was really, really the significant thing? And maybe this is an explanation why I'm hesitant to tell you what I believe. I mean, I have opinions, but what I really believe will be significant in 2025. I don't know.
What will change in the world over the next year? These technologies are going to race forward. But the ultimate question for us is not about technology. It's not about technological evolution. It's about cultural evolution. It's about values. And can we develop governance systems, not just government regulation, but governance systems that match the acceleration of our technologies? If we want to realize the full potential of what we can do with these incredible technologies, we have the opportunity to unleash the greatest force in the world, which is human love and connectivity and imagination and creativity and hope. We're going to have to really invest in that, the kind of softer infrastructure of values and norms and governance.